This is the beginning of channel one over. The beginning of channel one over. This is the beginning of channel one over. I'm setting up a cookie this afternoon. We're having a picnic after church. Just about time for somebody to show up now. And this is the end of June, and it sounds like July with those July bugs. Now, this is the beginning of channel one over. The beginning of channel one over. And I'm setting it up for cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 21st of June 1970, this Sunday afternoon, the 21st of June 1970, I'm setting it up for cookie this Sunday afternoon, 21st of June 1970, this channel one over, channel one over.
My luck, Faye, anything can happen. Be doing today by all means, but it's just so hot I can't do it. I ain't gonna do it. If you can't wait till tomorrow or next day, that's tough.
Out at the house?
Yeah, I wonder. I plan to pick up fertilizer and put fertilizer out here today. But It's just so darn hot. Wow. And meltdown, guy. And the old truck's blowed up.
You haven't got around to even doing that?
Mm-mm.
And that's not a big job.
No.
And Laura's funny.
Yeah. It'll take me long to fix both of them, I mean. But you know, a fella just gets run down. Just gets tired, and he just got. The more you do, the more it goes backwards.
Reach the point.
That's right. So there ain't one thing to do, guy, that I can see. Let's just start going the other way. Forget about it. You don't know which way to go.
Yes. It takes a man who's fresh with resolution. Sleep after all those things. Why say that? I'm just spoiling it. What a mess.
It sure is spoiling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, what do you know? I didn't think I was hungry.
No.
No, sir. Here's this, some of this, what's this, some of Willie's corn?
Yeah, she can just make a chirp or two in there. You don't hear no more out of them.
Well, that's more than you can say of the human children.
Right. Yes, sir.
I guess if they're out in the state of nature, they'd
what?
But anything is going on with that fan?
No.
Car had enough gas, didn't it?
Yeah, I filled it up.
That's a big car?
Mm-hmm.
Here but Frank?
Sir?
Frank don't run, will you?
No. Helen and Alice. The rest of them was following me, see?
Oh, Frank's with them?
Yeah.
Well, they got a manor out for them.
Yeah. I didn't go, because I didn't want to go this morning. Because today was it. Tonight's his last sermon at Windsor Baptist Church.
Oh, you mean you didn't get it quieted down?
Tonight's his last night. Two people.
Oh, two of them.
There's one undercover. And it's the same fellow that you made a remark about out there that Sunday.
Oh, really?
He's undercover. Sunday school superintendent. But he kept it a secret from the church because he didn't want it to. He's the type of fellow that don't want to hurt nobody, you know. He is. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, they know it.
Yeah. As far as this one man is concerned, he could have been looked over to a certain extent. But when the Sunday school superintendent gets up and tells a preacher what to do and when not to do and when to go, that rubs the things the wrong way.
He does what?
He'd get up and tell a preacher what to do and so on and so forth. And if you'd been going to Sunday school out there long enough and missed one Sunday, well, he'd come out and jump on you. Say, look here, where was you at last Sunday? What was you doing? But yet, he could leave on Saturday night and drive to Kissimmee and ride bulls all day Sunday and win a bunch of money. That was all right.
Well, he's a big, strapping fella, you know. And the way he filled up that plate, he didn't take the dessert on his first plate. He waited till the second, and he filled up another plate with the dessert.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty husky fellow for these days, sir. Yes, sir. You find out that they're in the same. I never know anything, you see.
I never ask nobody nothing.
No. It just comes your way.
Rodeo. He's a professional. Ronnie Brown is a professional bull rider. Yes, sir.
I'm glad I didn't sass him.
And he's head livestock buyer at Sunland Packing Company in Gainesville.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a key man.
Yeah. He's a key man in the rodeo. He's a key man at his work. And he wants to be the key man at the church. And he can't do it.
You don't think he can make it there?
Mm-mm. He can't be the key man at the church. No, sir. Not on earth, they ain't got no place for a key man. There ain't one key man. Key man. Just one.
Not even the preacher.
No, sir. That's not a deacon. That's the old master himself. He's the key man in the church. He don't. He thinks he does. No, that preacher was hurt so bad this morning, Helen said he couldn't even read his own resignation. Had to get the pianist to read his resignation.
Yeah.
And that's how bad he hates to leave. Sure is. A great difference.
You think they can rise above it?
Mm-mm. That may in time. They can't do it. God, they can't do it, today, tomorrow, or next month, or next week. It's going to take them time to ride above that.
In a little group like that, there's no place for pulling backwards, is it?
No, sir.
None at all.
None at all. You got to pull forward.
Now, in the big ones, I don't know. I imagine it hurts them.
Yeah, but it's not noticed as bad in a big church as it is a little church.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody don't feel it.
That's right.
Now you see these two, and that'll be one of the earliest recollections.
Mm-hmm.
There's no little church breaking up and preaching resigning.
He preached his first sermon at Windsor 12 years ago on Father's Day. In other words, 12 years ago today, he preached his first sermon.
Yeah, and he's been there ever since?
No. He left and then came back. Yeah, I think so. Something happened. You know, there's just one thing about that little church out there. I found that way. If I take notes and I want to walk in, throw my hat in the corner and sit down, why, ain't nobody going to say nothing.
Sure.
You can just walk in, throw your hat in the corner and sit down. It don't make any difference what you wear. That's the kind of church I like to go to. Yeah.
Well, now that's been on Alvin's mind for all the time. That cattle's on his mind.
Yeah. There's been a lot of other things on his mind, too. That I don't know exactly what is. I've got a good idea.
Yeah.
But I can't pinpoint it.
That daughter of his, that oldest daughter, I didn't know who she was when I saw her, you know, with this little baby.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a grown woman.
Yeah. Yeah, she works at the First National Bank in Gainesville. Yes, sir. She makes about $500, I think between $550 and $600 a month.
She ought to be independent.
She is. Bought her a 69 Oldsmobile 442.
Oh, yeah.
Done it herself.
Done it herself.
Sure did.
Yeah. I would help her a little, I guess. Sometimes they don't ask for advice.
No, she bought it herself. She saved her own money and made the down payment.
No advice?
Yeah, Alvin, he advised her along.
Yeah.
That's on his mind, too.
Well,
she runs a little bit wild once in a while.
Yeah.
I guess they all do once in a while. She's a nice girl. Well, I've got to run over here at the Shell station, get me some gas, and go hunt them kids. Riding on empty.
She'll let you take her
cars.
I'll take my car and go find the children.
There's something happened.
I can do that. You got enough?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Just right.
Yes, sir.
Come back in time for dessert.
About 310, channel one over. 310, channel one over. Cookie came in to eat with me in the kitchen, but the children hadn't got here, and he had that on his mind. Towards the end, he just kept looking out the window. He didn't have to look out the window. You could hear him when he hear the car if it drove up. So it wasn't much talk. And this new tape recorder does the same thing it did before. It roars. This is 315, channel one over, this Sunday afternoon, the 21st of June, 1970.
I had too much light.
Too much light?
Yeah. This, as long as you got good, peepers, you don't notice all that light out there.
I guess that's true. There's a lot of it, though, when it's hot.
Yeah, I told Cookie I was over there at Willie City's last night, said a minute. And he's watching the television. I love Lucy. And right on top of the television, he had one of them ball lamps. And that put me in the
Boathouse Creek.
Boathouse Creek. He's helping himself.
Yeah, I was noticing that. That's nice.
The Cardinals are coming up with that little nest full of just
mm-hmm.
I don't hear them right now, but you know they're mm-hmm. they're all around here.
I saw a cardinal a few minutes ago out there. Oh, that one's surely busy. Now that's the closest I've been to one.
Oh, really? He looks like a young one. An immature. That's what they call them. An immature. See, the first year they don't have the same
markings.
Cleaner for one thing.
Uh-huh. Well, you should have been in church this morning.
You know, I tried my best to get over there, and I just couldn't.
You just might as well be glad you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you.
It was hard to bear.
The church was full.
Yes.
It's like Mrs. Drew said, curiosity brought them, a lot of them.
Oh.
Curious as to what, I guess. And you know, Frank Smith was joking something about it, but now he broke down. He surely did. Now, he didn't talk to nobody when he got out there. He went home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he cleared tracks. Yes, sir. He got out there and he was gone. He didn't stay around and talk to anyone.
Well, I've just seen, been over that time or two. I didn't realize.
Well, I didn't realize it was that much either. The day of Mr. Beach's funeral, which was down in D-Land, he was the man that was in the hospital, Mrs. Todd's brother, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he was to conduct the service, and I was to sing. So I went with him, Brother Drew. We left Gainesville about 20 after 7, I guess it was. The funeral was to be at 10. And coming back, he talked then, and I didn't realize that's what it was all about. We came back through Crescent City into Palatka that way. And when we came through Crescent City, we stopped at a service station and got a drink. And then he was telling me then, when we started out again, he was telling me that this was the place that back the first time, he's been out to Windsor 12 years, counting both times he's been out there. The first time that he was at Windsor, the deacons from the church in Crescent City came to listen to him. That they had sent a group of men, and as it happened, he didn't preach that day. He wasn't there, and he was telling me about it, and so he showed me the church in Crescent City. And he said, "Now that's this is the place where those people were from, but that was back a long time ago." And then after this came up, I thought, well, maybe I wonder if he had had a call, you know, or something. So I asked her, and she said, "No." I said, "Well, I'm just curious." But he was talking about, you know, all the way back, and talking about the church, and talking about this and that, you know. And it all led right up to this, but I didn't realize it because I hadn't thought about it.
You weren't in. You had no.
No. But he was talking. Well, he was talking.
No reason to.
Huh?
No any opposition.
Well, I knew that there were some over there that opposed a lot of things that went on and didn't approve of it. I knew that.
Oh.
But still, I didn't realize it would be enough. You know that. And a lot of the happenings had gone on, but I still didn't think about him leaving. I knew a lot of these things were going on, too.
Oh.
But you find that in every church, so you don't think anything about it much. But that time, he was leading right up to it, and I didn't catch it. Well, of course, he didn't way he said it, you know, but I didn't have any reason to. So I just asked her. I called her up and talked to her one day this week. Friday, I guess it was. Talked to her for a long time, and I just asked her. I said, "What does he have any place to go?" And she said, "Nope." I said, "Lord just told him to leave Windsor." I was kind of kidding her. I said, "You sure it's the Lord?" Just like that, you know. I'm kidding her. She said, "Yep, sure I am." I said, "Now you want to be sure?" I just kind of joking with her to see what she'd do. But she's dead serious. My joking wasn't doing her any good. And so I asked her then. I said, "What's he going to do?" She said, "Well, he didn't know. But she said he was just leaving Windsor, that was all." And she said, when only three come out to the business meeting, he said, "Something's wrong." Now, what three came, I don't know, and if that was all. That's what she said. So evidently it was. But I don't know who the three were that were there. She says that's a lack of interest. That's the devil's work when you don't get but three out to a business meeting.
And it had been building up, or else
He wouldn't have noticed.
Mm-hmm. So that must have been the last meeting, business meeting they had that finished it off. It must have been just three there. But I don't know who they were. So, but Leo said he talked to Frank a long time yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning.
And Frank, I guess, knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could see a lot of things that he saw.
Well, what sort of things?
Oh, just, there's one man in particular, one fellow in particular. He's one of these, you remember were you there the Sunday morning we were talking about amen and things if you felt like it and when you didn't, you know? He's one of these amen kind all the time. And he can pray a prayer to last an hour, but still he gets out and does things that, in right in the community, that's wrong. He quit coming to church for a while and run a pool room on Sunday. Right down the road.
Right down the road.
But yet he was back this morning, and they called on him to pray, and I bet it was 10 minutes long. Just kept praying. It seemed like 10 minutes. It may not have been that long, but it seemed like a prayer lasted that long.
Yeah,
and he was kind of fresh with the girls there in the neighborhood. He was a divorced man. Ended up marrying a 16-year-old girl. He's in his 30s, I think. At least he's late 20s anyway. But he was kind of flirty around with a bunch of the teenagers, which didn't look good. And then he left the church and quit coming, and they said he was running the pool room. So last Sunday at their homecoming, someone, I don't know who it was, his mother, that's who it was, his mother fixed him a plate and took it to him. And yet, when he heard the preacher was leaving, he's at church this morning. Now, that kind of thing don't go very far, and it doesn't go very deep in the church. But that's, and then there's another family that...
I don't know him. I didn't see
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. There's some good people out there. Now, you know, just take a thing like that. That hurts. That hurts the church. It especially hurts teenagers.
Yeah.
And hurts children. Now, Frank didn't. Frank just quit going. He got told he wouldn't go. Until that fellow quit coming to church. And then he decided he wanted to go.
Oh.
He had no confidence in him.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Now, you know you can't build up a church like that. That's just one little thing.
In a little group, though, that it's big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whereas in a big church, a little thing like that, you wouldn't notice it.
No, it wouldn't be so noticeable.
But when you take a small church, every little thing's noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In a little church, it's I guess they just have to press for being amiable, for being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's any dissension at all,
it's gonna be noticed.
Yeah,
it's gonna hurt.
Everybody will feel it, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that makes it hard on them, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the end of the tape. That's the end of the tape around 490 and 500. Channel run over. And Helen had just been talking, but she couldn't get her mind on reporting either. It's a curious afternoon, a curious day. I've sat down a lot of incidents not on the tape. They couldn't get their mind. It's hot, dry. It's a drought right here in the rainy season. everything breaks down, including my pipe, my one of my pumps. This is around 490 to 500 channel one over. Sunday afternoon, the 21st of June, 1970. Cookies report.
You want to see what Mr. Strait's done with his bird?
It means probably yes.
Yeah, I'll check it out and let you know after the dinner break.
Mr. Strait?
Yeah?
I was fascinated with your talk.